This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones has been ordered by a Connecticut jury to pay $965 million for defaming families who lost loved ones to the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. Jones repeatedly called the 2012 mass shooting that killed 20 children and 6 adults in Newtown a hoax, and their families crisis actors. The accusations resulted in years of threats and harassment by Jones' followers targeted at people already grieving the murders of their children and relatives. Robert Parker was singled out by Jones shortly after losing his daughter Emily in the shooting. Following Wednesday's verdict, Parker thanked his legal team.
Our lawyers helped give me the strength to finally find my voice and to fight and to stand up to what had been happening to me for so long, and for how I let my voice be taken away from me and my power be taken away from me at the expense of my daughter and at the expense of my family.
Haiti's in trouble. The U.S. has an interagency staff on the ground there trying to help Haitian officials deal with the nation's latest combination of problems, a humanitarian crisis brought on by a cholera outbreak and a security crisis in which violent gangs control the streets. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price says a message from the United Nations Secretary General has been taken into account.
We are in receipt of the government of Haiti's appeal for urgent international armed security assistance to address the current humanitarian crisis in Haiti, and the Secretary General's letter urging support for such a force.
The U.S. on Wednesday authorized updated COVID-19 boosters for children as young as 5. Tweaked boosters rolled out for Americans 12 and older last month. One booster dose made by Pfizer for 5 to 11-year-olds and a version from rival Moderna for those as young as 6. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
At the UN General Assembly on Wednesday, the body overwhelmingly voted to pass a resolution censuring Russia for its attempted annexation of 4 Ukrainian regions, with 143 countries voting in favor, 5 against, and 35 abstaining. The 5 countries voting against the measure were Russia, 3 allies that have consistently aligned themselves with Moscow on the chamber, Syria, North Korea, Belarus, as well as Nicaragua. In a speech before the vote, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield urged fellow nations to vote yes, saying that by invading Ukraine, Russia is testing the world's resolve.
Colleagues, the facts are clear. A U.N. member state, one with a permanent seat on the Security Council, has attempted to annex territory from its neighbor by force.
Online holiday shopping trends.
A new report predicts the smallest bump in online sales since 2015 this holiday season. According to Adobe Analytics, sales in November and December will rise just 2.5% this year. That's a 6% drop from last year's increase as shoppers cut back on spending due to inflation and higher interest rates. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Stopping into Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen in the final moments of the 2021 AFC divisional game between Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills didn't seem possible. The current MVP favorites will meet for the fifth time this coming Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do. We've got a country to save. Thank you for joining in and being part of the solution, not part of the problem. Look, at we're on the cusp. I mean, just as it was announced by Barack Obama in 2008 that we were days away from the fundamental transformation of America, we are literally weeks away from the return of this great American idea. Do you have a sense? Are you starting to feel it? Forget about what the mainstream media and others are saying, because they're doing everything they can to put up a resistance for what I believe is the inevitable. With us right now is Megan Barth. Megan is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Good to be with you.
Well, is the red wave continuing through Nevada?
Yes. Nevada is much like the rest of the country, outside of perhaps New York. But nonetheless, all polls are showing that inflation, jobs, and the economy are the top three issues on voters' minds, and especially Hispanic voters. The first Latina senator, Catherine Cortez Masto, is looking at a complete toss-up race or a losing race against Adam Laxalt. She only has less than 40% of the Latino support. Same with our governor, Steve Sisolak, as well as up and down the ticket. CNN, the New York Times, the Washington Post, any left-leaning media outlet is concerned about Nevada. We've been referred to as the epicenter of the midterms because up and down the ballot, every single race that the Democrats have held going on close to 10 years now, we are looking to swing along with the red wave. And if we do take the seat in the Senate, that will flip the power of the Senate to a Republican advantage, 51 seats the Republicans will hold. And then if we look across the country, we have the potential of picking up a couple more Senate seats as well. Blake Masters is looking really good in Arizona. Herschel Walker, even though, of course, the October surprise comes after him about, an affair perhaps that he had, an abortion that he paid for, Herschel seems to be holding strong as well. So we have a chance in Nevada not only to ride the red wave, but really ride it up and down the ticket, not only in the state, but also help nationally and giving power back to the Republicans in the Senate. And let's just pray and hope that they actually do something with it this time.
Well, we've maintained that in the absence of message, you better have money. And the Democrats, there's no doubt about it, they have been a fundraising machine. And, of course, they kind of love, on one hand, what's happening in Nevada, because a good fight will raise the price of the ticket. In other words, they are fundraising at unprecedented levels. And where is this money coming from, Megan? It's not coming out of Nevada.
No, a majority of, and actually October 15th is when all of the candidates have to post their financials, but Catherine Cortez Masto announced last week that she raised another, I don't know if it was like $10 million. But when I've looked at her financials before in the past quarters, 90% of her money comes out of California and New York. Mm-hmm. And if there's one thing that Nevadans can't stand, it's California Democrats influencing our elections or telling us how to vote or who to vote for. And I assume that when the numbers are posted in just a couple days, we again will see this influx of out-of-state money from failing states, New York mm-hmm. and California, hoping to again right. keep a Democratic stronghold in the Silver State, which historically swings.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, and the thing is, the media there, I mean, to their shame, of course, they love it because they're selling all kinds of, you know, for the electronic media, whether it's social media or radio stations and that sort of thing, the liberal side, they're making hay while the sun shines because, you know, the campaigns are spending money like crazy, especially on the side of the left, whether they agree with the message or not. So they're happy to take the money. The print, you know, publications as well, selling lots of space to the Democrats because they've got plenty of money to spend right now.
Yeah, and the Democrats have been outspending the DNC or their related groups have been outspending the GOP and their related groups by tens of millions of dollars. However, the Republican Governors Association in the race for governor for Nevada just plunked down another $3 million, which brings them to close to $20 million just from one organization hoping mm-hmm. to flip Nevada. The race for our governor between Steve Sisolak and Sheriff Joe Lombardo out of Clark County is in a dead heat or shows Joe Lombardo by a few points. So this money coming in is all for good reason because the Democrats are in the most vulnerable position in this state than they have been for years.
What do you make of this interference by one Mitch McConnell and even the incredible Utah rhino himself, Mitt Romney?
Well, I mean, you know, Mitch is Mitch. We can't expect someone that's been in that office for that long all of a sudden to change and become a conservative. Same with Mitt mm-hmm. Romney. You know, Mitt Romney is part of that never Trump crowd. Mitch has never come out and said he's never Trump, but he certainly didn't do anything to help Trump while Trump was in office, nor did he really help do anything for Americans as senator. Mm-hmm. You know, President Trump says Mitch is compromised, and I assume that's probably true. You've been in office that long. You had John Brennan and Clapper basically tapping all the phones of the senators, gathering up as much information as they could to be used for blackmail. But you can't be in Washington that long and not have some dirt on your heels and skeletons in your closet. And with mm-hmm. the spying that was conducted under the Barack Obama administration of seated senators, I believe specifically to use whatever information they gathered as blackmail, is probably haunting them.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, and the disgusting thing of all this, it would appear, again, I keep telling everybody, I know some people resist hearing the name of Donald Trump, but you got to be thankful for Donald Trump. Donald Trump exposed all this. You know, heretofore, they've been happily rolling along the deep state, you know, staying under the radar. Now they're fully exposed. These rhinos are fully exposed for who they are. It's clear that Mitch McConnell does not want to deal with a bunch of Make America a MAGA, you know, representatives. You know, whether, you know, previously this is kind of an outgrowth and you know, the next level of, you know, the body politic of the Tea Party that, you know, holds to a balanced budget, the Constitution. Oh, what a novel concept. And somehow that's an irritant to one Mitch McConnell and the leadership, the rhino leadership of the Republican Party.
Well, it was also an irritant to the IRS, which the IRS influenced the election back in, 2018, 16, when the Tea Party mm-hmm. was coming about, where they started right. auditing and influenced the election by extraordinary audits mm-hmm. in order to silence the movement. The same's happening to the MAGA movement, mm-hmm. whereby we found out this week that the FBI offered Christopher Steele $1 million. They're going to pay him, make him an overnight millionaire. In order to produce and verify the goods on Trump through the Steele dossier. That is election interference. And the FBI now is just interfering in the election, much like the IRS did years ago. And that is indicative of a deep state. That is indicative. If we think that the senators are compromised,
yes,
the FBI is compromised.
Oh, this is a cabal beyond imagination. This is what it's risen to, Megan Barth. We've got to go to break. We've got more from the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, Megan Barth, after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth is with us, the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Before we talk more about, what's happening, with these midterm elections, this anticipated red wave, barring some blatant cheating, and they've already, there's already been exposure of cheating because cheaters can't help but do what they do. They cheat. And so, but fortunately, it seems that some of these states are a lot more diligent and they're more aware of what's going on, and they are protecting the integrity of the vote, God willing, that is fulfilled to its totality, to where we could, say the midterm was probably the most secure vote, as opposed to what they tried to get us to believe about 2020. We know that it wasn't secure. That is really clear, and that's all I've got to say about that. But before we go back into the midterms, Megan Barth is with us, and I wanted to get your read, Megan, on the announcement by Tulsi Gabbard leaving the Democratic Party.
Well, and she's leaving the Democratic Party specifically because they're warmongers. I mean, look at what is happening in Ukraine. Hundreds of billions of dollars Democrats have proved to send to neo-Nazis, in Ukraine.
Yes.
In order to fight this war that we have absolutely no business funding or fighting in. And that's one of the main reasons Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was just shouted down by anti-war protesters at her very small town hall where she was there to answer questions. And they blamed her and mentioned Tulsi Gabbard. When will Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the progressive champion that she is, come in and stop funding these needless wars, especially at a time when Americans are suffering under our current regime. When we look at the inflation numbers, they just crept up again, which puts Nevada at over 16%, twice the national average. Other states, too, are feeling the pinch at double-digit inflation. But Americans at a whole are feeling the pinch. This has caused a rise in homelessness. It has caused a rise in rents. It has caused a rise in unemployment. It has caused a depression of wages. We can go on and on.
How about just say depression and suicide, Megan? I mean, all this has a total impact on our way of living.
Correct. And the answer to that, our Democrats will keep spending more money, our hard-earned money, and not returning it to or stop spending money or even cutting spending. Imagine that. They're sending it to Ukraine. They are sending it to Ukraine, all of our money, and this is the Democrats. This is controlled by Democrats. They are funding foreign wars. And why is that important to Democrats? Well, it's a great money laundering operation. Ukraine was the largest money laundering operation for years. That is why Hunter Biden was sitting on the board of an energy company. And we can go on and on. And so do you think it's just a coincidence that the Clinton Foundation all of a sudden started back up when tens of billions of dollars were being funneled to Ukraine? Of course not. They want a piece of
exactly.
That.
Well, and that's what the Clintons do time and time again. Whenever government money goes, they're like buzzards hanging on the wire, just looking down, whether it's Haiti or, there's such a long list of this type of nefarious, self-serving, exposition that the Clinton Foundation, the Biden Family Inc., these other elites in our government just follow the money. It's disgusting. And what it does is, to your exact point, Megan, it's putting our citizens, our young people, the next generation, as if they haven't gone through enough already, it's going to put them at risk. Because now what's going to happen all of a sudden? I mean, Joe Biden says we're on the doorstep, in so many words, of a nuclear Armageddon. And he says it in such a casual way, like, hey, can you pass me the coffee? Oh, by the way, we're on the verge of a nuclear Holocaust here. Like nothing. Are you kidding me? I mean, and he, as the commander-in-chief, what confidence do you have that Joe Biden needs, if we were to go to war, you want Joe Biden leading us in war? I'm sorry, that scares the holy what-have-you out of me, Megan Barth.
Right, and he says it in such a cavalier manner. I mean,
exactly.
Throughout history, presidents do everything they can to avoid it. And Joe Biden seems to be welcoming it. And these aren't gaffes any longer. This is an absolute national security threat. he and his son and his family at large are national security threats. If we want to talk about blackmail, they are primary blackmail pieces of material. And can we just go back to Pennsylvania one bit? Election integrity, and I just want to touch on that, because we all know that Joe Biden is an absolute disaster. But what is a pending disaster is in Pennsylvania. The Supreme Court overruled a smaller court in Pennsylvania, I believe it was a circuit court, and said, no, you can't accept ballots with mistakes on them. That's not how this works. And the election officer in Pennsylvania, the head of elections, not the Secretary of State, somebody else basically said, well, no, we're going to count undated ballots. No, you can't do that. You must vote by a certain time. This isn't just vote whenever you want throughout the 4 years or whenever you... No, you must, according to what the Supreme Court says, not count those undated ballots. So here we have unelected election representatives who are normally appointed. They rarely run for office, and I believe that's the same in Pennsylvania. She or he says, no, sorry, Supreme Court, it doesn't matter what you say or how you interpret the law. Pennsylvania has been doing it this way, and it's given Democrats control of Pennsylvania for years. Doesn't matter what you say. We're going to count undated ballots. That's the only way the Democrats are going to win, is flout the law, go around the law, break the law, avoid the law in order to give Democrats a majority, at least in Pennsylvania. So you have Fetterman, who is as bad as Joe Biden when it comes to mental cognition. You have Fetterman, and I said this yesterday on Twitter, the Democrats could run a lobotomized monkey, and they would still vote for the brainless chimp if he was a Democrat.
Right. Sadly, that seems to be more true than not.
Yes, because and, of Fetterman.
Yeah.
Look at Biden.
Well, yeah. I mean, here they continue to support this. This is how messed up this country has become. And Pennsylvania, how they've just lost their minds. I don't know. I mean, it's like Pennsylvania needs a bunch of Tulsi Gabbards that wake up one day and realize that, the moral agency is gone. It's left the building there in Pennsylvania. I mean, what are they doing? I mean, it's bad enough they're doing it to the state, but the implications it has for our country. You want Fetterman to represent you? Well, that's one thing. But, you know, Fetterman, in a sense, as a senator, would represent the United States of America. I mean, 100 people. That's a very select group of people. And you are going to put him in one of those cherished positions of responsibility?
Yeah, who has also promised basically to empty the prisons. And if people are murderers or whatever, or let out of the prisons and they go and kill again, Fetterman just says, well, you know, basically that's the cost of doing business.
Exactly. Like it's worked so well before, right? I mean, we have empirical evidence to just say, look at this, has been a boneheaded idea from the very beginning. Defunding police and the Democrats, that was their mantra. Of course, now we're in the midterms and you've got the likes of... what's her name here in Florida, who now claims, well, I never participated. Well, wait a minute, you did. You supported everything. Val Demings, you supported everything that Nancy Pelosi said you were to support, along with the defunding police and open borders and, no bail, all this stuff. And now all of a sudden you want to go back to your, law enforcement roots in Orlando and claim some sort of higher ground. I mean, people get it here in Florida. They're not buying into this manure.
Well, I think people are getting it across the country because all the Democrats can talk about is abortion when inflation and the economy are the number one, two, and three issues.
Exactly. And you can't even have a discussion, a rational discussion about abortion, because what the majority of Americans want in abortion is what the original intent was, which was ended up being a big lie, but they were told it was going to be rare and it was going to be safe. And rare and safe is still what most Americans want. But that's not what the Democrats are offering. So this is why it's not gaining the traction that they think it should. Megan Barth, thank you, Megan. Take care.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. Russian missile attacks caused a crippled nuclear plant in Ukraine to lose all external power for the second time in 5 days, increasing the risk of a radiation disaster because critical safety systems need the electricity to operate. Ukraine's state nuclear operator said on Wednesday. Where does the Los Angeles City Council go from here? Three of its members, including the former council president, are facing calls from President Joe Biden to resign after a recording surfaced of them participating in a closed-door meeting in which racist language was used to mock colleagues while they schemed to protect Latino political strength in council districts. Scores on the ACT college admissions test by this year's high school graduates hit their lowest point in more than 30 years, the latest evidence of the enormity of learning disruption during the pandemic. The class of 2022's average ACT composite score was 19.8 out of 36. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You know, we've heard so much about the student loan bailout, right? And, you know, is there anything that we can do about it? We know it doesn't make sense. We know it's problematic, especially in light of everything else and the implications it has regarding inflation. Everything that we're trying to do to, you know, at least we, the people, are trying to do, unfortunately our government, Joe Biden and the Democrats, are doing everything they can to promote inflation and recession, and they talk about it like it's so easy for them. Because you know what? They're still getting a paycheck. But we've got everyday Americans that are losing, they're on the losing end, and the numbers are continuing to grow here. It's that drastic. Well, the Job Creators Network Foundation has filed a lawsuit to stop the Biden student loan bailout. And with us to tell us all about it is the Chief Communications Officer, Elaine Parker. Elaine, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
Well, thank you, JCNF, for standing up, you know, for the American people and doing what you can, because, you know, everyday people hear about this, Elaine, and say, well, what can we do? You know, how can we possibly, you know, stop something that doesn't make sense, that people don't want, and even the people that think they want it? Elaine, this is not going to serve them well. We know this. We have seen this time and time again. When the government starts handing, you know, handouts, which is our tax, our hard-earned tax money, to buy votes, this does not fare well for the people that receive it, much less the people who have to pay out. This is, you know, again, historically, turns out to be a lose-lose proposition. Sounds on the surface like, oh, it's such a good thing. You know, we get this money and all this. But, you know, the thing is that with everything that the government gives you, there are ties that bind. It's like that dollar has some sort of attachment to it that what the government gives, it takes away. It's kind of like, for example, what we were told that if you went and you bought an electrical vehicle, the government was going to give you, what, a $7,500 stipend, right? And then what did Tesla and the rest of the EV companies do? They raised the price by $6,200. They said, look, if you're going to get that kind of money, we're going to make sure we get our share. So, you know, people hear $7,500 that they get, but, you know, you go to buy the car and $6,200 that's evaporated right away by these EV manufacturers. So this is the kind of cyclic insanity that goes on that's attached to the bureaucracy, isn't it?
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having me on. We did file a litigation on Monday against the government. And this is really about a process on the legal side, in that the government didn't follow the necessary process in basically developing a rule. The regulatory agencies, although they don't have to work like the legislative branch does, they do have to go through a process in rulemaking. And our plaintiffs in this case were denied their opportunity to be heard in this case. But, Bill, this forgiveness, it goes further than just the legal theory behind it. The forgiveness mm-hmm. does nothing to solve the bigger problem. It is a one-time payoff for 40 million people that is going to cost as much as $1 trillion by some estimates. But 5 years from now, Bill, we're going to be sitting here together on your radio show, and the next 40 million people will be in the same boat with more and bigger loans. Now, mm-hmm. now, let me go on to say one more point you may disagree with me on. I agree with the president and the Democrats that we have a problem that needs to be solved, but I disagree violently with their solution. It just wallpapers over this problem. These colleges and universities that are sitting on $700 billion in endowments, they're culpable in this. And the mm-hmm. federal government is complicit in letting their tuition increases go unchecked while the
exactly.
universities pay their executives and football coaches multi-million dollar salaries. They march our corporate CEOs to Congress all the time over this very issue, and they say nothing to these colleges and universities while they build Taj Mahals on their campuses. We will block this inflationary student bailout, and we actually mm-hmm. think it's a university bailout.
You're exactly right. I don't disagree with what you're saying here. And the other thing to keep in mind here, when you talk about endowments, that's tax-free money. That gives them so much additional leverage. And then on top of that, when you go back and you consider the genesis of all this, to your point, Elaine, and people need to pause, what started this runaway cost of tuition, it was the government's involvement. In much the same way that, you know, that example that I used regarding the $7,500 incentive for purchasing an electric vehicle, right? So the government gets in, they give incentives, and the universities go, hey, we're going to take that. So it wasn't earmarked for the universities, but they were able to capture that money and increase the cost of tuition that's been going out of hand and out of control for a number of years. This is why we've gotten to the point that we're at. It is untenable, but nobody stops to look at it because guess what? The elites are making all the money. This is a great scam, and they're protected, and they like it. And it's all at the people's expense. And so the people have to, you know, finally, you know, there has to be this uproar of the silent majority that says, enough. We cannot stand for this. We are no longer going to support this, and we need to be free, you know, from these kind of bureaucratic entanglements.
Absolutely. And remember, these loans are backed by the federal government. This is a win-win for the universities across this country over and over again, and it will incent them to increase their tuition again and again and again. And remember, these students who are taking out these loans, they're 18 years old. They are the least educated on understanding what it means to take out a 50 $50,000 loan or a $100,000 loan in some cases. They don't understand the impact of that. Some of these are predatory loans. They will never pay them off.
Exactly.
Where's Elizabeth Warren on calling them in on disclosures? We should have more disclosures to these 18-year-olds signing up for life to pay these predatory loans off. I mean, this is ridiculous. This does not solve the problem. Again, I'm worried about the next 40 million people and the next 40 million people behind that. We have to solve this problem.
Well, it's systemic. You know, Elaine, when I was a kid growing up, and you wouldn't remember this, you're way too young, but there was a song from Tennessee Ernie Ford said, "I owe my soul to the company store." And this was about these, you know, these farms that were, that controlled everything. They controlled the workers. The workers had stores that they had to purchase their goods from. And so it was, you know, a circle of life that kept these people on these farms enslaved, basically. It was a modern day version of slavery. And what our government has done has come up with this new systemic program to enslave our young people, all under this guise that if you get a degree and you go to these colleges and everything like that, you're going to do so much better. And, you know, I'd be curious to run the analysis on that to discover, you know, the people that do have their degrees are, you know, exactly how much better off are they, and what is the net benefit for all the, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars of tuition indebtedness that is thrust upon these people. Because, you know, what on average does it take them 10, 15 years to get out of this? I mean, 15 years of the best part of your life is owed to the company store in this process. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I mean, these kids are being sold a bill of goods. They're being told, you know, these colleges and universities are developing these worthless degree program that costs tens of thousands of dollars. And again, paying their executives and presidents and football coaches. And yes, I'm going to touch the football coaches in spite of the fact that my daughter is a Gator. and paying them millions and millions of dollars. All the while increasing tuition at a much faster pace than inflation every single year. And the government says nothing. It is endowments that should be paying down this college debt, not taxpayers. We have a problem. It needs to be solved. This is the wrong solution.
Exactly. Well, the Job Creators Network Foundation, ladies and gentlemen, has filed a lawsuit to stop this $1 trillion student loan bailout. And Elaine Parker has been with us, the Chief Communications Officer of JCN. Elaine, how can we help you out and come alongside? We got 15 seconds left.
You can go to jobcreatorsnetwork.com, find out more about the litigation, and follow us as well and get updates regularly on the litigation and other projects that we're
working on. Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now, 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
It is 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Evelyn Bear Carroll. She's joining us now. Of course, she is the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie, how are we doing?
Doing well.
Hey, we got lots of movies to talk about. Let's talk about, this is PureFlix's latest, right? Nothing is Impossible?
That's right. So PureFlix has this movie coming out called Nothing is Impossible, and it's a sports drama, and mm-hmm. it's about a man who's now, he was a former NBA prospect. He is now 39 years old and works as a janitor at his former high school, and he's deciding to get back into it and try for professional basketball again.
At 39.
Yeah.
Wow. What a story.
So it's kind of a fun story, right? Because it's talking about, when you're a second chance, right? And so it's full of faith and it's full of prayer, and it talks about, it's uplifting, it's family friendly, and so there's some really good positives about it.
Exactly. And, of course, here you are at 39. The odds are against you. And, of course, you have the usual antithetical types because that's what makes a movie, right?
Exactly. And then this one is kind of funny because his ex-girlfriend now owns the professional basketball team that he's trying to go out. So there's another level of there that to the movie. And so that's kind of funny. And it's kind of like a Cinderella story. We've seen these movies done before, but they're always inspiring and they're always enjoyable.
Yeah, it just goes to show you why you must be kind to ex-girlfriends, because you never know. They may have an option for you other than being, the one to sell popcorn up in the stands during a professional NBA game, right?
Right.
Being on the floor? No, but how about if we hang a popcorn holder around you and you can go and sell popcorn? You know, that's about as close as you're going to get to the game and the field of play, right?
Right. So this, it's fun because it's a sports movie, and so there's the fun elements. And a lot of people are very into sports movies, and
of course,
it adds jeopardy, right? It adds suspense, and so the nature of sports movies, help with entertainment value, right? Because of all the jeopardy and suspense.
Exactly, and there's always that that element of redemption that plays out with sports, win or lose. Right. You can always look for the brighter side of, the lesson that you learn, because the fun thing about sports, even if it's a Super Bowl or some championship game, you always got next year, right?
You're right. There's always hope for the future, right? So
yeah, without a doubt. That's cool. Hey, well, let's talk Instant Dream House.
So Instant Dream House is a new show that's on Netflix, and they've had a couple really good episodes. And so now this episode number 2 actually follows a couple that are – they're the children's pastors at their church. And so, they don't make a lot of money or anything, but they're always serving other people. And they have 5 kids who they're homeschooling at home. And so this show shows them – leaving the house at 6:30 a.m. and not knowing it, unbeknownst to them, their house getting a makeover in within 10 hours or something.
Wow, crazy. You're kidding! Oh, that's nuts! That's crazy!
There's 250 people that come in and try to work on the house, and so it's got the jeopardy because you literally have a ticking time clock, and so. This one really does honor this family who's Christian. They show them praying. They talk about faith. They talk about how they're serving their church and their community. And so there's some really nice elements there.
Mm-hmm. But you do have a little bit of language. You put a little warning that slight language there, huh? What does somebody hammer their thumb or something, as they're trying to...
No, it's just, when they're, it was most of the people working on the show say OMG, and so we always have to put that in because it's just not right to say that. But
no, exactly, yes.
Yeah, but other than that,
Other than that, it's all cool. But you bring up a good point here, Evie, and that is that in our culture, we've gotten so fast and loose in taking the Lord's name in vain. And even in the casual sense, people will try to, soften the blow, so to speak. But, it is what it is, right?
Exactly. And nowadays, even they've started to use Jesus' name in vain. And so it's gotten to even more offensive. And, this is our whole faith. This is how we live. So why would we... want this displayed. But now television programs are adding that in and we've gotten so, you're right, we've gotten so okay with other people saying the Lord's name in vain, God's name in vain, that now they're adding in Jesus' name in vain, which we know is the Trinity, but it's just not right.
No, it is not right. And the thing is, let's put it in the context. If they were using Muhammad's name in vain, what would the Muslims do? And it's disappointing to think that the Muslims care more about someone else who is not the Son of God, who didn't offer any kind of salvation, didn't die for our sins, but yet he's revered more than Jesus Christ himself. What's wrong with this picture?
Right.
I'm getting on my soapbox a little bit, but I'm like you. It bothers me severely. And the fastest thing I do is I don't participate. I don't watch movies like that. But it's sometimes you just think, well, maybe I need to do a little bit more, because there's like a TV series that I didn't mind, which was NCS Hawaii, right? And I used to watch it. They had this little casual kind of lesbian dynamic that was going on. It was kind of, you know, it was there. It was like a soft hum in the early, I think, two seasons of it. Well, this season they decided to go, you know, full Monty. You know, we're just going, we're going to be totally overt about it. And it was like, you know, and like I've said to people, I don't know how you feel, but I'm not even much for a public show of affection between heterosexuals, much less, you know, gay folks. I mean, you know, love the one you're with or, you know, whatever, however we want to do it. But as far as I'm concerned, do it behind closed doors. You know, if that's what you so choose to do. But, you know, NCIS Hawaii has decided to do this. And I go, okay, guess what? You know, you're off my list. I'm not going to be watching it because I don't need this. I don't need it pounded in my face. And like I said, I'm not going to put up with it either, you know, to see a public display of affection with heterosexuals. I don't, you know, that to me, that's not a form of entertainment.
Right. I know. And they insert it in there like everybody wants to see everything all the time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so it's interesting times we live in, but there's a lot of people out there. You know, we have 170 million people that go to church every week. If we just stood up for what we, you know, believed, then that would work. And, you know, I even saw a stat today that said that more millennials are in Gen Z are going to church than they did even yeah. before the pandemic. So that's good news. You know, we've got a big grouping out there, and we have to disciple these younger people and disciple people in general, right? We all need that, and so and use discernment and not, you know, choose the good to look at and
exactly.
protect the bad.
And we got to pray for these churches and pastors who are getting this influx of young people coming in, and they don't need to buckle their knees and their doctrine or beliefs, biblical worldview, to the culture. Because this is also what's happening, is that people are coming back to church and then realizing that it's really not much better than them hanging with their friends on a Saturday night. You know, because the gospel has been so watered down that, you know, people are going to church because they, right now, Abby, they're looking for an answer. They've got questions, and there's no answer. There's no answer coming from the government right now, which I say thank God, because you know they shouldn't be the ones we're looking up to. You know, we're right now we're forced to follow them, which is a hot mess, you know, to say the least. But here it is. People are hurting, and here's an opportunity for the church, kind of like what happened after 9/11. And what happened after 9/11, the people went to the church, and guess what? The message was irrelevant. The people said after about 3 weeks, well, who needs this? So hopefully, you know, to your point, that we have pastors that are blessed and anointed with wisdom to be bold, because this is what the young people want to hear, and I believe they're our next best hope is this next generation that's coming up that can maybe right the ship and you know square up the mess that their parents and grandparents have made. Another quick couple things here. We've got about a minute left. We got a Frasier reboot, and then of course the passing of Angela Lansbury, 96 years old. Wow, you know she always looks so young. I mean it's hard to you know think she was 96. I don't know.
Yes, so she you know she just passed yesterday. She lived a full and wonderful life, and she was a part of a lot of programs that were great programs. Remember?
Mm,
she was,
yes. Oh, well.
She was a great program, and she was in the Beauty and the Beast. Her wonderful voice, and so she was in so many great programs, and you know she was very close with her family, and she was just a wonderful actress.
Yeah, without a doubt. Evie, thank you as always. We appreciate all the great work that Movie Guide does on our behalf and giving a heads up on all these entertainment and movie options that are available to us. Remind everybody where they can go for more information.
You can go to movieguide.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.